This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 25th. I'm Paul Plack. The Space Shuttle program has baselined the STS-135 mission, setting a target launch date of June 28th. This is the extra mission that was added to the program last year by Congress. Leaders representing almost 3,000 pilots flying under the Pinnacle Airlines banner have endorsed a tentative agreement that would unite pilots from three airlines under a single contract. Air Gyro has introduced the Mach 5 headset, which utilizes Bluetooth technology to eliminate the cords. The company says this is a first for aviation headsets. Dart Helicopter Services will be the exclusive distributor for the AmplePod luggage carrier for the Robinson R-44. The FAA has published a notice of proposed rulemaking proposing to establish Class E airspace to accommodate new standard instrument approach procedures at Kahului Airport in Hawaii. The FAA is proposing a $170,000 civil penalty against Pemco World Air Services of Dothan, Alabama, for allegedly failing to properly administer employee drug testing. It took almost 9 years, but Brent Taylor's Freedom of Information Act request has finally opened access to the drawings for the Fairchild 45, a four-place tail dragger from the 1930s. A former Ukrainian MiG-29 fighter has become only the second privately owned MiG-29 to fly, taking to the air over Washington State 6 years after it left Eastern Europe. And in a sign of the times, we're welcoming AVIC into the list of acronyms which have become so common in news stories, we no longer need to pause to explain what they stand for. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Piper's Director of Marketing, Jackie Carlin, about what happens now that the Piper Sport program has been discontinued. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.